Restoring My Soul. Friday, the 3rd of September. Birth Before Labour. In the fellowship of Christ's offering and travail, a Christian couple is made one as they put off the fallen ways of the flesh and avail themselves of the life that is in His blood. Walking blameless in this manner marks them as a household of faith and recipients of the blessing of Abraham. Paul explained that the blessing of Abraham is the promise of the Spirit through faith. A child who is conceived in a new covenant household is a son of God even before they are brought forth from their mother's womb through natural labor. At the point of conception, a new natural identity with a biological body is formed. Because their parents are part of the bride of Christ, the father births this new identity as his own son by forming Christ, his seed, in their heart. Christ has already been formed in their heart as they continue to grow and develop in the womb of their mother. Amazingly, from conception, they have been raised into heavenly places and are part of the temple of Christ's body. If they die in the womb, heaven remains their place of abode. The prophet Isaiah spoke of children who are born of God before they are brought forth through the natural labor of their mother. This birth belongs to those who are part of God's covenant people. Isaiah declared, "Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain, that is, natural labor, came, she delivered a male child, that is, a son of God. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion, the mountain upon which Jerusalem was built, was in labor, she gave birth to her children." Isaiah was referring figuratively to Jerusalem as the church, the bride of Christ, in the new covenant. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3 verses 13 to 14, Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, Ephesians chapter 3 verses 16 to 17, and Isaiah chapter 66 verses 7 to 8. For further study, Isaiah chapter 54.